All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Oilers Nation Radio Pacific Division Preview Series is delivered by our friends at DoorDash. You can use the promo code ONRADIODD to get 25% off and no delivery fees on your first order. What's up? I'm Tyler Yaremchuk here with an Oilers Nation Radio season preview episode. We're doing things a little bit differently here over the course of the next month. You're going to notice a handful, well, seven to be exact, of these little mini podcasts popping up in your feed. And basically, what we're doing here is just getting you set for the upcoming hockey season. I went around the Pacific Division and I talked to a reporter from every different team: Anaheim, LA, San Jose, Vegas, Seattle, Vancouver, and of course the Calgary Flames. And I just sat down with them for, you know, about 10-15 minutes, picked their brain a little bit on the state of their team heading into next season, got their thoughts on the rest of the division, and basically the goal here is to get you set for the start of hockey season. We're going to have a preview for every team that the Oilers are going to be going toe-to-toe against. We'll talk about their offseason, how they look coming into the year, and all of that good stuff. They'll be quick, like I said. The episode as a whole, about 15 to 20 minutes long, and there'll be seven of them popping up in your feed over the next 3 weeks. Don't worry, you'll still get your regular dose of Oilers Nation Radio as well. We'll have 1 to 2 episodes, full episodes a week of that dropping over the next little bit. Today's preview is all about the Vegas Golden Knights. I figured that's a decent spot to start this series. I'll chat with Ken Bolke from Sinbin Vegas in just a couple of minutes, but first, a little bit of background on the Vegas Golden Knights offseason. There's no denying that last year was an incredibly tough year for the Golden Knights. They finished the year with 94 points. It was a team who opened the season as favorites to win the Pacific Division on the betting market. And even throughout the year, there were still a lot of points where the Golden Knights were sitting ahead of the Oilers in the race for the top spot. They went out and got Jack Eichel early on in the year, even though he was injured. And things just really fell off the rails. Now, a large part of that was injuries. They just simply couldn't stay healthy. When you factor in the Eichel injury, the Mark Stone injury as well, Robin Lehner really struggled to stay healthy and at 100% throughout the year as well. They just never really seemed to get it going. And while they should be better this upcoming season, a big reason why is because they've had a pretty busy offseason. The first big move that they made is they fired Pete DeBoer. It's actually kind of hilarious to think of the Golden Knights as a team who haven't even been around for, what, a decade? They've only been around for 6 or 7 years, and yet they're already on to their third head coach. Pete DeBoer is out the door. Bruce Cassidy is in. former Boston Bruins head coach. I actually think that's a bit of a weird hire when you consider the reputation Bruce Cassidy kind of had in Boston. A lot of those players kind of seemed to turn on him in the last couple of seasons. And hey, look at what happened since they fired him. David Krejci's come back from playing in Czechia. So I think the Cassidy hire is, I don't know, it's not personally what I would have done, but there is a bit of a relationship there, I guess, with Jack Eichel, who is primed to play a full season, and that should be a big, big bump for the Vegas Golden Knights. And, I mean, Cassidy's made a Stanley Cup final. He's a fine coach. He's just maybe not, he wasn't my favorite option on the market. The next big move that the Vegas Golden Knights made was trading away Max Pacioretty and defenseman Dylan Coughlin for literally nothing. They were tied up against the cap because they spend their money like they're drunken sailors, and they had to deal Pacioretty to the Hurricanes for a bag of beans, future considerations that'll never become anything. That's a guy who basically was scoring at almost a 40-goal pace last season. He missed half the year. He only played in 39 games, but he scored 19 goals in 39 games. You need to find a way to replace that production. It's a guy who every year you could pencil in to score at a 30, 35-plus goal pace. He's out of your lineup with no one coming in this offseason. Granted, they made a late move for Phil Kessel, but you'll be lucky, even if he's in your top six all year, you'll be lucky to get 20 out of Phil Kessel this year. I think you could get 20 out of him, but you're not getting 25. You're not getting 30. Their blue line is still fine, but the forward group is not as good as it was last season. Granted, just being healthy will help. Them not having, you know, the highest man games lost or whatever it was in the entire NHL, that will boost things up for the Golden Knights. But then you get to the situation between the pipes. I wonder, and I'll ask Ken about this, if they knew Robin Leonard was going to miss the entire season earlier in the summer, would they have still traded Max Pacioretty, or would they have tried to find a way to make it work? Because now Robin Leonard, who's the starting goalie that they bailed on Marc-Andre Fleury a couple summers ago for, he's done for the entire season. He will not play in 2022-2023. For a bit there, it looked like, and Kelly McCrimmon went out to the media and said, they're fine with going Logan Thompson and Laurent Brossoit. Since then, they've gone out and acquired Aiden Hill, who had, you know, fine numbers with the San Jose Sharks last season. He appeared in 25 games. He went 10-11-1. He had a .266 goals against average and a .906 save percentage. Those are fine numbers. Granted, he was on a bad team, so maybe on a better team, his numbers take a bit of a jump. He's only 26 years old. He appears to have all the tools of a guy who can be a regular NHL goalie. He's done it for a few years. Aiden Hill's a guy with upside, as is Logan Thompson. He had tremendous numbers last year. He's also only 25 years old, coming off a season where he played 19 games, had a .268 goals against average, a .914 save percentage. There's reason to think both Thompson and Hill can be fine, but I don't really view either of them as having that game-breaking potential that Robin Leonard had. He was inconsistent. Golden Knights fans know that. We know that from seeing him in the Pacific Division. But when he was at his best, he was one of the better goalies in the NHL. I think they lost that potential by going with the Thompson and Hill duo. I think throughout the year we're going to see the Golden Knights in a lot of talks as a team who could be looking to go out there and get a legitimate goalie if one pops up on the market, a legitimate 1A starting goalie. That is. So that's sort of the offseason recap here for the Vegas Golden Knights. Their goaltending situation is not that good. Their blue line is same. It's good. Petrangelo, Martinez, Shea Theodore, McNabb, Whitecloud, Ben Hutton. That's a pretty solid group of six right there. Their forward group will benefit from a full season of Jack Eichel, but is not as deep as it was in the past due to the loss of Max Pacioretty. All in all, if things go their way, they're going to be right up there around the Oilers. They finished 10 points back of Edmonton last year, and there's no denying that the Golden Knights will be better. I believe the Oilers will be better as well, but the Golden Knights will certainly be in the mix for a playoff spot. To get a little more in-depth on this, let's bring in Ken Bulkey from Sin Bin Vegas.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Continuing our Oilers Nation radio season previews with Ken Bulkey from Sin Bin Vegas, who is out dodging the Vegas heat here in September. Ken, it was certainly a hot offseason for the Vegas Golden Knights. Tons of big pieces moving in and out, but I want to start with the situation between the pipes. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you right now in this Vegas Golden Knights goaltending duo?
3? Which is like, yeah, I don't really have a great answer for that because they're all pretty much unknown. I think they have 3 solid lottery tickets, but I don't know that I'm terribly comfortable with any of them getting much more than 20 or 30 starts, which somebody's going to have to take the load. So it's tricky.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. You know, here in Edmonton, it's kind of funny heading into the regular season. Everyone kind of already knows like what their trade deadline targets will be. Okay, they need a left defenseman. They need a depth centerman. You know, we're talking with the folks out in Calgary and it's like, Cape, they're going to be looking for a scoring winger at the deadline. For Vegas, it feels like we're already, again, game one has been played, but we're like, hey, come deadline time, they're probably looking for a goalie, right?
I mean, they did just go make one trade for a goalie, so I don't know that they're going to want to make another one. And where they end up at the deadline is still a huge question mark. I mean, a lot of those other couple teams you mentioned, like we're pretty sure where Edmonton's going to be. We're pretty sure where Calgary's going to be. Some of the other teams in the division, maybe not. This is kind of an up in the air year for Vegas. Like they might be selling at this deadline, which would be a first, but there are so many question marks with what they are, you know, with the new coach and how many offensive minded defensemen they have coming in. They could be going down that route, trying to find a more defensive style defenseman. They could need another scorer. They could need, you know, depth forwards. They could need a goalie. So it would be hard to pin down right now.
We're going to break our way through sort of the entire roster here, but just circling back to the Robin Lehner thing, that news kind of broke later on in the summer, and it came after the Golden Knights already made a big move, like offloading Max Pacioretty's contract for basically nothing. Do you think the Golden Knights knew earlier in the summer that this Lehner thing was a realistic possibility? Or do you think if they had a firm answer on Lehner earlier, things would have played out differently throughout the summer?
I just can't see a situation where you know you're losing someone for an entire season, you're planning on competing, and you still go ahead with making the move with Max Pacioretty or even Evgeny Dodonov. Like things would be easier if they didn't have Shea Weber's contract. So they could have done either of those. I think what probably happened, and this is mostly speculation, I don't have a ton of information on it, is I have to believe that Lehner had some pain in his hips that he thought was going to go away, and then it didn't. And then finally he brought it up to them and they brought him to the doctor and they said, man, this is way worse than we thought. And it escalated real quickly. I just can't imagine it going any other way, because you wouldn't operate the way that they operated if they knew they had this extra $5 million in cap space.
Yeah, it certainly would have made life easier. You're right. The Pacioretty deal, you know, maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe they still have him. He's a guy who was on pace for like 40 goals last season. You can almost pencil him in for a 35 plus goal pace every year. Who in this lineup really needs to step up to fill that void in the forward group? Is there anyone who can step up and sort of chip in a top 6 role that maybe hasn't in the past?
I mean, I think the plan is mostly let's get healthy and let's get 82 games out of Mark Stone, 82 games out of Jack Eichel, 82 games out of William Karlsson, none of which happened a year ago. I think that's kind of step one. But then to more answer your question, I think they're hoping for more out of Nick Waugh and or Brett Howden. Both guys, I think, have a chance to move up the lineup. I think they're actually expecting to use Chandler Stephenson as a center, which means most likely one of those two ends up sliding up the lineup as a wing or as a wing on the third line where they have a little bit more flexibility there. And then the last one's Kessel. You know, Phil Kessel comes in, 50-point season last year, not a lot of goals, only 8, I think it was a year ago. So they could use more from him, but I don't know what the reasonable expectation is of a guy that's his age coming in on a $1.5 million contract. You know, he wasn't, I know the points are there, but he wasn't really that much of an impact player for the Coyotes. So there's a lot of different options, but I think the main thing they're banking on of where are those goals going to come from is just don't get hurt. And that's where what they're hoping for.
Yeah.
Hopefully it happens if you're Vegas.
Yeah. And the other big one, you mentioned him, Jack Eichel, like a full 82 game season out of Jack Eichel. And the injuries have kind of impacted his star status a little bit around the league. But when this guy's in the lineup, he's a top five centerman in the NHL, in my opinion. How excited is the fan base? How excited are you to hopefully get 80 plus games out of Jack Eichel this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a blast to watch. It was for the portion that we got him last season, especially right at the beginning when he was coming in, and you get to see that speed, the power that he plays with. It's a lot of fun to watch. I do think that there is a huge question mark in how is he going to fit with Bruce Cassidy? Bruce Cassidy is pretty demanding, and Bruce Cassidy's number one center has been a Selke candidate and the winner like every year for the last 5 or whatever it's been with Bergeron. So there is a question of, can they get him to play that style of hockey? And if he doesn't, what does it look like with Cassidy? I think he's a 100-point player. I'm not concerned at all about his offense. I think they're going to get every bit of what he brings. It's just, can they mesh together? And then what happens if they don't, where do they go from there with a guy who just got fired, Cassidy, for not really having the best relationships with some of his players? Like, he's going to have to do better here with that. And he's already been pretty critical of Jack's game to this point, saying we need to get him to be playing winning hockey. It's, and they haven't even played a game together, and we're saying this. Where does it go if things don't go the way that they're supposed to? Hopefully for Vegas they do, but we will see.
What did you make of that hire? I mean, you mentioned it. He's not exactly known as a player's coach, and this was an offseason where there were a lot of other coaching options on the market. He's now the third head coach or bench boss in Golden Knights history. Was this the right move? Was it the right fit, in your opinion?
I didn't think they actually had to make a move. I thought Pete DeBoer did a pretty good job last year. I think there were some issues in what they were doing. You know, offensively, they had some of the same problems. Power play was an absolute disaster. They were giving up way more high danger chances than they ever have before. But you can blame a lot of that on injuries, which is exactly what the Golden Knights did to end the season. So it was like, now all of a sudden they're letting go of their coach and they bring in the new guy. Here's the thing. When you fire a top 10 coach, you better have an upgrade in mind. And they did. They got another top 10 coach. I think it's the third time in franchise history they've hired a top 10 coach, which is kind of insane to think about. The hard question is, like, is it the right fit? I don't know that DeBoer was the wrong fit. I don't know that Gallant was the wrong fit. So it's hard to say that Cassidy's going to be right or wrong unless we see a lot more of what happens. I think there are good things to what he's trying to do. I like some of the systems. I think the power play needs his help, and I think he will help a lot on that. But I don't think coaching was the problem. So I don't think Cassidy is going to fix or break anything that was there for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I was a big fan of DeBoer as well. Just felt like last season, and from an outsider's perspective, there was just so much drama, right? Like with the Leonard situation between the pipes and those few games where, you know, he played and was pulled and no one really knew what was going on there. It just feels like there was a lot of drama. And maybe Bruce Cassidy, maybe that's why he is a good fit. He seems like a real no-nonsense kind of guy, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he's already been a little bit more forthcoming than we've seen in the past year. But yeah, it's the Golden Knights. There's going to be drama. Like, it's just the way that it has gone for 5 seasons. And I don't know that that's going to magically go away. I think the pressure is going to be the drama this season. Like, they need to make the playoffs. They need to succeed in the playoffs. And they have a roster that I think most of us look at and say, I don't know if that's happening. So those two things, I just think the expectations being so unbelievably high, and the roster and the construction of the roster being up in the air, it could be really good, it could be not as good. That makes it really, really difficult on a coaching staff, on a roster, on a front office, on the owner, who has said we're winning the cup in year six. Well, guess what? It's year six. Like, they're going to have to make something happen this year. And I don't think they're as set up as well as they have been in the past.
Again, like an outsider's perspective, the reputation that this organization is getting is one that's impatient. I mean, I guess more of a glass half full way to say that is they are always looking to improve. And whether it's, you know, casting away Marc-Andre Fleury to keep Robin Leonard, the coaching changes we've talked about, always chasing the big star that's on the market. The quote I can throw is, the problem is you develop a past. Do you think that's an issue for the Golden Knights organization, that there seems to be this, and I hate the word loyalty because in sports, especially team to player, there rarely is any, but do you think the Golden Knights are developing a bit of a bad reputation amongst players, or is that something that's just kind of overblown by the media?
It seems like it may have showed up a little bit this offseason, because if you look back, you say, well, they needed a goalie. There was one goalie who wanted to finish his career here that was really, really good, that seemingly had no interest in coming back, ends up back in Minnesota. That's Marc-Andre Fleury, for those not catching my drift there. And then it was reported, Elliot Friedman reported, that Paul Stastny would have come, or was offered more money to come back to Vegas. And he said, no, thanks, I'll go to Carolina. That being said, they end up with Phil Kessel. Jack Eichel was perfectly fine to come here. You can go back through the course of all of the time. They've had players who have signed long contracts, short contracts, mid contracts, massive contracts, no trade clauses, nothing. Like, everyone signed here over the course of the last 5 years. So it's hard to say it's fully caught up. I do think it's a reputation that's fair. Like, I don't think it's being overblown. I don't think this is like, oh, every team does this and Vegas just doesn't understand. I wouldn't go that far. Like, not a lot of teams have churned a roster the way that the Golden Knights have when they've had the success that they've had. They went to 3 conference finals out of 4 seasons. And now they're looking off at a new coach, a new number one center, a new goaltender, a new top defenseman just from 2 years ago. Like, a lot has changed, and they have earned this. They're willing to go and make that big move to get 1% better, 0.5% better. And the question just becomes, how much do they care about locker room chemistry? How much do they care about perception? And then how much are the players actually feeling what it seems to all of us that they should be feeling?
Interesting. That's a bit more of a bigger picture thing. Let's dial it back to this year. I want you to finish this sentence for me. The Vegas Golden Knights will make the playoffs if...
if they have a much healthier season than they had a year ago. But I also need, if this is like Google, I also want the plus, the and. I want and one of the goalies is okay. Like, I'm not asking for any of the goalies to be spectacular. I don't think they need a Vezina candidate. That'd be nice. I don't think that's happening, but I think they cannot survive. I don't think you make the playoffs, any team, that you have the 30th best goalie in the NHL. And I think looking at the roster and looking at the 3 that they have and saying, well, one of them has to be the starter, it's fair to say they're in the bottom 5 in the NHL in goalie rooms. So if none of them step forward, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to kit more. I just think if they're healthy, if they have the type of, you know, season that they're expecting, and they have good enough players, stay out of the big guys getting hurt. If they can do that, they should be able to overcome even below average goaltending. Horrific goaltending, that could be a problem.
And I'm asking this question to everyone as I rip my way through the Pacific Division doing these previews. Which teams in the Pacific, if you had to guess right now, which teams are playoff teams?
I like Calgary still. I just think there's so much good going on there. I cannot believe how they were able to turn around what they did this offseason. Like, it looked to all of us like, wow, they're going to be horrible, and this is a huge opening for the rest of the division. It's not anymore. They might have even gotten better. Not sure I'll go there yet, but I think Calgary's in. Edmonton's in. I can't imagine them falling down from where they were a year ago. LA, I like what they did. I like what they're building. I just feel like there's regression there, and I just don't know how far regressed it's going to be. I think it's LA, Vancouver, and Vegas fighting for the 3rd spot that's guaranteed. I'll pick Vegas to get in. I'll go Homer and I'll go that route. I think Vancouver's going to get in. I'll say LA doesn't, even though I think LA is going to be pretty good. It's just a lot went right for them a year ago that probably won't this year. And a lot went wrong for the Golden Knights that probably won't this year. So let's flip those two.
Yeah, and I you're right. I'm bang on with you. I gave that exact prediction a couple of weeks ago on one of our episodes. I think four are getting in from the Pacific, and I actually think the LA Kings are getting just a tiny bit overrated, but that's actually coming up in part four of this division preview series. Ken, appreciate your time, man. This was great, and we will see you middle of January when Oilers Nation makes their way down for Oilers versus Golden Knights.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Big, big shout out to Ken Bulkey from Sin Bin Vegas for joining me today on the pod. I hope you enjoyed the first edition of this little series. There's going to be seven more parts coming out over the next couple of weeks here. Throughout the rest of September, I'm going to make my way through every single team in the Pacific Division. Part two of the series will drop on Tuesday. And don't worry, yes, tomorrow, Friday, there will still be a normal episode of Oilers Nation Radio with myself, Rick, Dan, and Bag Milk. So we'll chat with you then.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.